Immersive expansion. AR/VR market poises for growth. Meta and Android drive innovation. June 28, 2025. Asterisk emerging technologies continued to demonstrate rapid development today, with significant advancements reported across augmented reality, AR, virtual reality VR, the Internet of Things, IoT, 5G, 6G network infrastructure, and edge computing. Notably, the AR/VR market is experiencing a period of substantial growth, fueled by investments from industry leaders and expanding applications across diverse sectors. AR/VR market forecasts reach $28.05 billion by 2032. According to recent market analysis, the augmented and virtual reality education market is projected to experience considerable expansion. A report released today estimates the market size to reach $28.05 billion by 2032, representing a significant increase from the $4.72 billion recorded in 2024. This projection is underpinned by a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 25.04%, reflecting the growing acceptance and integration of immersive technologies within educational settings. The report suggests that the continued development of accessible and engaging VR/AR learning tools is a key driver behind this optimistic forecast. Meta's Reality Labs continue aggressive investment. Meta's Reality Labs division remains at the forefront of AR/VR innovation in 2025, continuing its commitment to pushing the boundaries of immersive technology. The company's ongoing investments are generating substantial developments across the AR/VR space, signaling a sustained focus from one of the industry's leading players too. All specific details regarding the nature of these investments remain under wraps. Industry analysts note that the continued funding is likely aimed at refining existing hardware, expanding software ecosystems, and exploring new use cases for AR/VR technology. New VR content launches across major platforms. This week saw a flurry of new releases and updates across major VR platforms, including Meta Quest 3, PlayStation VR 2, and PC VR. The gaming industry is actively capitalizing on the growing popularity of VR, with several noteworthy titles debuting. Bullet Point: Elemental Towers, Asterisk, a strategy game focusing on manipulating elemental forces. Bullet Point: Cave Crave, Asterisk, a puzzle game set within intricate cave systems. Bullet Point: Neolithic Dawn, Asterisk, an open-world exploration game set during the Stone Age. Bullet Point: Warriors, Asterisk, a competitive multiplayer combat game. Beyond new titles, existing VR experiences are also receiving significant updates. Thrill of the Fight 2 continues to evolve with enhanced graphics and gameplay mechanics, while I Am Cat is introducing expanded multiplayer features, allowing users to interact and compete with others in a shared virtual environment. These updates demonstrate a commitment to refining existing experiences and broadening the appeal of VR gaming. Defense sector enters the XR arena with Anduril partnership. A particularly noteworthy development this week was the announcement of a strategic partnership between Meta's Reality Labs and defense technology company Anduril. The collaboration will focus on the development of extended reality, XR, applications for military use. All the specifics of the project are not yet fully disclosed. Industry sources indicate that the partnership is exploring how AR/VR technology can be leveraged to enhance training simulations, improve situational awareness, and facilitate remote operations within the defense sector too. This marks a significant expansion of AR/VR beyond traditional entertainment and education, signaling a growing recognition of the technology's potential in critical applications. 5G, 6G network infrastructure developments continue. Asterisk. While no specific breakthroughs were announced today, ongoing developments in 5G and 6G network infrastructure continued. Several telecommunications companies announced further expansions of their 5G coverage, with deployments focused on rural areas and industrial zones. These expansions are crucial for supporting the bandwidth-intensive demands of emerging technologies like AR/VR, edge computing, and the Internet of Things. Furthermore, research and development efforts related to 6G technology, particularly focusing on terahertz communication and advanced beamforming techniques, continued to gather momentum. Edge computing remains a key enabler. Edge computing, the practice of processing data closer to its source, remained a critical enabler for many of the emerging technologies discussed today. Several companies announced partnerships aimed at deploying edge computing solutions for industrial automation, smart cities, and healthcare applications. These deployments are designed to reduce latency, improve data security, and enable real-time decision-making, all essential requirements for AR/VR applications and other data-intensive technologies. Summary of developments, June 28, 2025. Today's news cycle was dominated by developments within the AR/VR market, driven largely by Meta's continued investment and the launch of new content across major platforms. The projected growth of the AR/VR education market to $28.05 billion by 2032 highlights the sector's potential. Furthermore, the strategic partnership between Meta and Anduril signaled a broadening of AR/VR applications beyond entertainment and education, with implications for the defense industry. Ongoing developments in 5G, 6G network infrastructure, and edge computing continued to support the expansion of these technologies. No major breakthroughs were announced, but the day's news reinforces the rapid pace of innovation within the emerging technology landscape. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.